that curriculum that they currently use, or are we going to like sort of integrate our curriculum into that school?
Yes. Yes, we are taking their curriculum. We are integrating it into our school. Some things will change, some things will remain the same. The curriculum is really just a, it's like a roadmap, if you will. It's not like...
So curriculum is the way you deliver your standards, but curriculum is always ever-changing. So even though they have a particular curriculum, you're constantly reviewing and revising curriculum. And Connie and I have had these conversations, and there's changes they're going to make anyway. And when we took a look, when she came to our school, I went to her school, we reviewed what we were doing. You know, whatever the perceptions were before that took place, actually what the reality is we're not doing things that different after all.
And we've been very... Ultimately, also with the curriculum, that's not our decision. That is one of those items that we end up leaving to Eric, to Connie. So it's certainly a good question to ask, but even hearing they are Middle States accredited. So pretty much every school, regardless private, public, doesn't matter. There are standards that need to be adhered to in order to be able to articulate, convey the content for whatever grade level. They don't need to do it exactly like we do because elementary school should be different than middle school and high school. So we have to go back to entrusting that those leaders over those respective areas are hiring the appropriate educators to be able to convey the content that is aligned with the standards that are so chosen. I'm the educator in the room. That would be Dr. Westbrook that just said that.
All right, is there any more discussion? Okay, then I'm going to put this to a vote. Can you, Andrea, can you restate the motion? Because I can't remember what I said.
Yeah, Jen Scott made a motion to allow the board to give authority to...
the administration.
Oh, administration to move forward with major modifications to expand our grades from K through 12. And then I didn't get the K through 5.
From 6 through 12 to K through 12,
okay.
Adding grades K through 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the word application need to be in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was major submission.
Application.
Yes. For administration to apply for the application.
To complete the application.
To make it.
Submit.
All in favor of the motion as stated?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries.
Now the work begins.
New business.
Oh wait, I have one more thing. Sorry.
Is it on the agenda?
The board training. Did everyone complete their online training? Raise your hand.
I did.
If you did not, please own it right now, people.
I did not get in there.
I did my finance training too.
And
so we had to redo training.
Gold Star.
I thought if you were already a member, you didn't do anything.
No.
This is like a board. This is a board training. It's not a refinance.
I did all.
This is just a board training.
I thought this was a new board member thing.
People.
That's why you were asking about it.
Okay, so wait.
I was like, well, that's why you're doing it because you're a new board member. I already did this.
The financial part.
That's the only.
I couldn't get into that one. I made my ID. I changed my password. When I went to go click on the whatever PS, whatever, it told me to click on it, the page wouldn't come up.
Okay, you guys need to get with Alan and figure that out. And then in addition to that, you need to complete the 3 modules. You didn't do it either, did you?
I didn't do it. I need to come.
You have to do it, people. We have to do this. I cannot, I don't care. I cannot be more serious about the fact that this training has to be completed. This is part of our performance framework. We have to do it. By next meeting, everyone better have it done or
else.
You will be in serious trouble.
I have a question.
Seriously.
We come here, because I came early tonight to try and do it. He couldn't get it done. So can we set up an appointment to come here with because I don't know how else to try and get this done. I need him.
But just raise your hand and tell me who did it.
Did he know, Tony?
Look, I had every intention.
I tried. I handed out a flyer at last month's meeting with specific instructions.
I refuse to have Jen Scott yell at me.
Seriously, people, come on.
That was motivating enough.
All right. Come on. I know, I am sorry about that.
Question, do I have everybody's conflict of interest from last month's meeting that I think I only had got like two or three back?
Who do you have?
Let's raise our hands and who did that?
That's easy, you just sign it.
I signed it and turned it that night.
Got it done now. Come on.
No surprise, I am the first born. Moving on. New business.
Marty Cosgrove, Light in Town.
Oh, you're out.
Did everybody get the email with the the committee assignments?
Not even close.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
We did. Thank you, Heather.
For
sending the committee assignments.
Thank you for coming, Mr.
It's two sheets. It's two. I had them all together.
Lance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the background on this, as you remember, we met in July. We looked at the strategic plan and the priorities. We brainstormed different activities, ideas around each. So then after that meeting, I took the notes back, took out all of the discrete activities and ideas, and then Susie and I got together and then took those and matched them up to, we looked at the existing committees, kind of got rid of like the strategic planning committee, any committee that was obsolete. We matched them up with committees. We actually created a few committees around some of the ideas, and then did the assignments, which are on this committee. And I sent this around, so I don't know if you've had an opportunity to review it. If you could, if you have any questions, concerns. And then this, the other sheet was the actual items that came out of the July meeting matched up with the different committees.
So the oath of office, Precious and Sarah and Darlene and Chriselle all took the oath of office on September 18th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the question mark by the oath of office with Heather and you then.
I thought it was June 13th, but Susie was thinking it was in September, but I thought
that was the only year we did not.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So that's the only year we did not.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Yep. And then so, I guess if everybody would let you know when they get their financial trainings completed, we could get that filled in.
And I was going to get Alan, because I didn't have mine. There were a few that I didn't have dates for. Boudet myself. So. Huh? The financials training. Yeah, I didn't have my date or your date for that, so I'm going to see if Alan has it.
Is everybody content with the committee assignments?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm actually on the CBOC and I've been left off the list.
Well, we can fix that. We can fix that. All right.
So, I don't know who made the list. But.
That was your chance, Granny.
I know.
Yeah, you almost made it. All right, we'll get that changed.
Okay, I'll get this updated.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate the work. I guess we need to wait for Eric for the lottery issue.
So now we'll have to figure out. We'll have to meet.
We just did the blue community formation. So we're at the lottery. We're square. That's actually the plan.
That's what
we did not. It came over.
Well, just the preference committee. Mm-hmm. So I have been basically in charge of that committee for like 6 years now, 5 years. And the intent this year is that we'll put Heather in a position to take over for next year, because both Denise and I will be gone next year. So we'll have to add someone. And then we also need to add a faculty member to that committee, but we'll get Eric and Janet to, you know, figure out who give us some recommendations for that.
Right.
Is there anything else we can do while we're sitting here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, it's that and an executive session.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Do.
I think Gene is going to talk.
Can we discuss it?
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Did you
know?
Somebody has an amazing voice out there.
I know.
Wow.
I'm
lifting
it out.
That's impressive.
I went to the tech volleyball game last night. Oh. There are girls play tech. Both teams. Absolutely amazing. I was there, they said like 6:30-ish, pick the kids up. We were there until 8. They went 4 games. I guess they played best of 5. They won 4 games, and they were like, they played at 25, and it was like 18-25. I mean, it wasn't like they were,
that's
they were
talent.
competitive games, and it was just that team has come a long way.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids, you know, obviously a lot of kids in tech that were
here
for middle school, so it was good to see some of those girls.
Did you get this? Did you get this
far? Listen,
that's a kid.
I
still
find you. Oh,
set of lungs.
Is this on?
Yeah, do you want some here?
As I would love it. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going
to go to executive.
I think she sent them by name.
She's going to do executive session.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. All right.
Cool. All right.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to make a motion to move to executive session based on an employment issue, subject to 29 Delaware Code 10004B9.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
5:43, Andrea.
Thank you.
Any
non-board members please exit?
You shut there? It's easy to do a session. Yeah, just put the clause.
Are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as executive, I would like to make a motion that we approve the salary changes discussed in executive session. May I have a second?
Second.
Uday seconds. Any discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
We had the wait list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was the wait list lottery revamp.
So I guess you want me to go?
Please.
So the idea with the wait list of the lottery is that with charter law, the wait list after your school year, you can't, I guess September 30th, and you're not taking any more students, the wait list should go away every year. So we shouldn't be carrying our wait list from year to year, which means that if somebody applied for sixth grade this year and we had our wait list for sixth grade, that wait list would then, after September 30th, go away. And then if somebody was interested in coming here for seventh grade during that choice open, that choice application period, they should reapply. That is again showing that they're demonstrating interest. And then if we have more kids than spots that become available, then you would do a lottery again for those open spots, and that would be a process that would take place every year. And by moving to this, one of the biggest issues that we have is we have this wait list, and for especially when we get to the eighth grade, Andrea goes down and she calls 50 students, and she's got to wait for them to call back to say yes or no before she can move on, and there might be 30 kids in a row that are no longer interested because they attended middle school somewhere for sixth and seventh grade. So by having the wait list go away and having people reapply, we're only getting people on the wait list that are actually interested in definitely coming to the school.
Okay, so let me just go through this. So we have the same lottery that we've always had for six and nine.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wait list, and you know, whoever participated in the lottery, they stay on some list until unit count September 30. Mm-hmm. Then that gets wiped.
Because we're not taking any kids after that point.
Right.
So that gets wiped. So then if they want to be reconsidered again, mm-hmm. for if we have an open in seventh grade, they have to reapply for the current year again.
So okay.
Every year has an application for each grade. What happens
if we have a vacancy, four vacancies in the middle of the year?
Yeah.
We don't replace them usually. Typically, we don't.
Yeah, it's the middle of the year.
Yes, the middle of the year. We don't get funding for them.
So
what we would do is, during the choice application, kids would have to reapply, and then it's the same window, and then we will know how many people will apply for seventh grade, and we can do a lottery for that, and that's just the number that we have the new wait list for that year of people who are interested, and as vacancies come available or known, Andrew can go to that list.
Here's the deal, though. If we get this new charter amendment, and seventh grade right now are... next year, seventh grade has 140 slots, and then it gets bumped up to 160. There's going to be 20 vacancies, possibly, for every class. So that would be, then new kids could come in that wouldn't have gotten in before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It sounds like the bump is pretty minor, though.
Yeah, it'll
like
be
four or five.
It'll
kids.
Be maybe four or five kids each year, depending on how many.
How do we display that? Does it go on a website that says, hey, this is the charter law? We would actually
have a lottery for that grade when we do our regular lotteries, so people would know if this is what number you are in line if vacancy becomes available in seventh grade, in eighth grade, in 10th grade, in 11th grade.
I don't understand logistically what you just said. So we have to have a lottery every year for every class?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Only if it's oversubscribed.
Only if it's oversubscribed.
So we're advertising, we have six spots available in our seventh grade, we're going to conduct a lottery.
Or
if you have seven applicants.
If we have seven applicants.
We're going to have a lottery every year.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's the way it kind of has to be.
That's
how it has to be,
yeah.
What he was saying, and doesn't make any sense at all, is that we were having these stale wait lists that were generated when people applied in sixth or eighth,
Yeah,
and so, but once somebody actually goes somewhere for ninth grade,
right,
done.
They're not like going to reconsider us in 11th. Right. You know what I mean? So we keep calling these people. None of them are interested, but we have to wait for them to call back. So it takes like 2 months to find out from all the top, you know what I mean?
It can't go in
because she can't get to the next person until she gives adequate time for them to call back. Mm-hmm. So let's say she gives 2 days for a person, and that's 10 people, that's 20 days. And let's say all 10 of them say no. Then we're at a point that we don't have enough seats.
So do we still want to do an in-person lottery, or do we want to switch to the automated lottery?
We're going to have to switch to an automated lottery, I think.
I mean,
we can't do
K-12. We can't do, like, it's already insufferable as it is.
Yeah,
we cannot sit there and have a hand.
I would recommend that we do some kind of automated process, because I've heard from so many people that, oh, yeah, so you stand there,
yeah, it takes us out of it,
and you don't have the envelopes marked. I mean, this is what I want.
We already utilize an automated service to...
Data service can do... The one who collects the apps or anything, they can actually also do the lottery.
That'd be awesome.
And then just send you the list of
people.
Yeah, it should be third party.
Oh, that's so easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next question is, how do we publicly...
communicate
this now, because this is different than what we've done every year.
So, right,
and we have a lottery coming up in January.
Yeah, so I mean, we have the application season hasn't opened yet, so let's say we have our open house where we're going to discuss this to people, and we'll just tell them, you know, this going. I mean, Kendall's been saying for years that they're supposed to be going away, and we've been keeping them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go away.
Okay.
Do we have something on the website about how the lottery process occurs?
Yes, we do currently.
We need to have something that fully describes.
No, we don't.
It doesn't talk about waitlists.
You know, it doesn't discuss the details of the lottery. It just says when it is.
I think because we're changing, we need to be very clear on how it's changing.
Yes.
I would assume that most people already think it's like the way we're talking about changing it.
Yeah, because people, some people are surprised saying, no, we were still in a lottery list.
Yeah,
they're surprised when they get the call.
But
yeah,
people
like,
still know that they are holding on.
Well,
because
except
a lot of
when
people
we've done this live,
it.
We
explain
out loud to all 300 people sitting in
say,
the room,
the people that
this
are
is what's going to happen.
Are going to be maybe the top 10 people on the list.
Right.
Everybody else is going to be fine either way.
Yeah.
What about the preference? I mean, so just being on the preference committee now, so right now you just interview sixth graders, like does that have any implications for that?
I mean, another thing we could do is we could completely not do the preference for the sixth grade, and we could apply the preference to transfer students. We could do that, and that's how, instead of doing a lottery, what we could do is we could pick, you know, preference or a special interest for students.
Well, it's going to have to stay as it's been right now, because we don't even have a K to five right now.
My recommendation would just be us saying that our wait lists at this point are going away at September 30th at every school year, and anybody interested needs to reapply every year.
I agree. Yeah.
I totally agree.
I agree. Don't specify anything else.
Not address how it was done, just
tell
it. This is how it is.
Just say how it is.
Done.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah.
So,
but we also do that.
I agree with that.
But we
need
to think about how, like, we need to look ahead a little bit. If this is going to go down with the K, we need to start thinking about how it's going to work. Like, is it going to be both way, forwards and backwards preference? Like,
but that'll only be a problem initially.
Yeah.
The forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
So, might I make a suggestion? I think we have agreed on the one aspect of it, but regarding preference, maybe gathering your thoughts.
We shouldn't talk about preference right now.
Right.
So, and maybe we save the automated thing until the November board meeting.
Yes.
Just talk about the fact that the wait lists are going to go away.
I think we're going to have to vote. I think the board should vote on
next time.
The automated. If you want to make a proposal that we utilize data service, then we need to. The board needs to vote on that.
And what does that mean? Like automated.
You don't pick out of a hat.
We'll he'll
pulling
else.
It out of the box.
What
is that?
Listen, Mr. Engineering Nerd, we don't know that stuff. It's
behind
the box.
Inquiring minds.
The curtain is behind the curtain.
We're going to get a power bottle. And then you're going to keep pressing, and the numbers will pop up, and then you keep writing.
I wish we would invest in a big
just,
a big roller ball, because that would be fun.
Yeah.
No, I do. I think you need to make a proposal to the board for that, because I'm sure there's a cost involved with that too.
Yeah,
expanded
can,
on what
I
we're already
I can have Andrea
paying.
Call and ask tomorrow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then I think the special preference committee needs to get together, because we need to discuss
mm-hmm.
what that would look like, and I want to pull the charter and
mm-hmm.
look at the language
mm-hmm.
of the special preference and what it says about how it, you know.
Agree.
So I, we need to do that.
So you got to make a motion for that, or?
For what?
Or we're just gonna, we can just do it. Do we have to vote on that? Yeah. Okay.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:42.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
We would have posted this good statement.
Yeah.